Marvin, Marvin.
Yeah, and Chris.
Are you ready?
For what?
Well, to start the show.
What show?
Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh.
Well?
Well, what?
Are you ready to start the show?
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, then. Just go ahead and say it.
Say what?
What we talked about. Remember that thing you always hear me say?
Oh, yeah. Our executive producer is a real pinhead.
Marvin! He was just kidding, Mr. Bolte. Sir. Not that, Marvin. The other thing you always hear me say. You know, the opening.
Oh.
Yeah, now you remember.
Uh-huh.
Okay, honey, now just do it like we rehearsed it.
Hi, this is Marvin. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. How's that?
Fine, Marvin. Just fine.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, and welcome to Odyssey, a place where great adventures and new discoveries happen. But why take my word for it? You can see for yourself when you join us for today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Okay, Marvin, we're going to play a little game. Would you like to do that?
Like to do what?
To play a game.
What game?
Well, it's called Find the Common Denominator. Do you know what a common denominator is?
Uh-huh. It's a common multiple of the denominators of a number of fractions or a common trait or theme.
That's right. Now, I have here a list of things you have to do today. But there's one thing you have to be able to do before you can do anything else on this list. That's the common denominator. And I want you to tell me what it is. Can you do that?
No.
Well, why not?
I haven't seen the list yet.
I know, Marvin. Okay, today you'll have to cook a meal from a recipe, study the Bible, look up several addresses in the phone book, and assemble a toy from instructions. Now, what do you have to be able to do before you can do all those things?
Get a good night's sleep?
No.
Take a lot of vitamins?
Uh-uh. Listen, I think you'll figure it out once you hear today's Adventure in Odyssey.
I have to go to the bathroom.
No, you don't have to do that before you can do all those other things.
No, I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, we'll be back with today's adventure in just a moment. Marvin, why didn't you tell me you had to go before we came to the studio?
I didn't have to go then.
Are you looking for stories that inspire, entertain, and ignite your imagination? Check out Adventures in Odyssey from Focus on the Family. Along the way, you'll meet our friends John Avery Whittaker, Connie Kendall, Eugene Meltzner, and Wooten Bassett in a world where faith, fun, and family are exciting pieces of every adventure. Whether you're solving mysteries, learning life lessons, or just having a great laugh, Adventures in Odyssey brings biblical values to every episode.
Basketball practice has just ended here at the Odyssey High School gym, and some of the players are in the locker room getting cleaned up. It looks like one of the players has a visitor, though. A female visitor. She's walking across the court towards the locker room right now. Come on, let's follow.
Excuse me.
Well, hello there. What can I do for you?
I'm looking for a member of the basketball team.
What's his name?
Albert Schultz.
You're Lucy?
Yeah. How do you know my name?
Well, he told me some young lady was going to meet him down here after practice.
He just didn't tell me how young.
I beg your pardon?
Albert's in the locker room.
Hey, Albert! Your mister's out here.
Okay, thanks.
He'll be out in just a minute.
Thank you.
I don't remember seeing you around campus. Do you go to school here?
Oh, no, not for another 2 years. I go to Odyssey Middle School.
Middle school? Oh, man, they start younger and younger.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
Are you the coach?
Me? No. Well, it's been a long time since I've been involved in high school basketball. I'm janitor, Walker Henderson.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Likewise. I do like to watch the games, though.
Then you've seen Albert play.
Oh, sure.
Is he as good as everyone says?
Well, I haven't heard what everyone says, but he's good, all right.
Well, thank you, Mr. Henderson.
You weren't supposed to hear that.
Hey, I'll take every compliment I can get. Hi, Luce.
Hi, Albert. Ready?
Sure am.
I thought we'd go to Wits End, if that's okay.
That's a kid's place, isn't it?
Why should that matter to you?
What?
I said it's for people like you.
He's right, Albert. A lot of teenagers go there.
Okay, Wits End it is. See you tomorrow, Mr. Henderson.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Hang on just a minute there, Albert. Listen, I know this is none of my business, but,
What?
But isn't she just a little young for you to be dating?
What?
Dating?
What? Well, what's funny?
We're not dating.
You're not?
No, whatever gave you the idea we were?
Well, you said a young lady was going to meet you. That usually means a date.
No, I write for the Odyssey Owl, my school newspaper. We're meeting for an interview.
Oh!
Besides, there's a whole other reason why the idea of us dating is ridiculous.
What?
Lucy's my cousin.
You're... Oh!
Come on, Albert.
Come on what?
Gotta give me more than this.
What have you got so far?
That you work as a stalker at Jenkins Market and that you love basketball.
That about sums it up.
Albert.
Hi there, Lucy.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
I thought I saw you come in a little while ago with a handsome young man. Hi there, I'm John Whitaker.
Albert Schultz.
Schultz. Is there a relation here?
Yeah, Albert's my cousin. My very closed-mouth cousin.
Closed mouth, huh?
She's trying to interview me for her school newspaper.
Oh.
Trying is right. How am I supposed to write about Odyssey High star basketball player when he won't tell me anything about himself?
Basketball. I knew I'd seen you before.
You've been to the games?
Well, sure have. You're the best player on the team.
That's why I'm interviewing him. My readers already know you love basketball, Albert. They want more.
Like what?
Like your hopes and dreams. Where do you see yourself 10 years from now?
As a starting forward for the Chicago Bulls.
Albert.
Okay, the Los Angeles Lakers.
Albert, there's got to be more to your life than just basketball.
Well, of course there is.
Well, then what?
The supermarket. I told you that already.
Albert, see my problem, Mr. Whitaker?
You got your work cut out for you, all right.
Sorry, Lucy. I'm just not a very complicated guy.
Tell that to my editor.
Maybe you should take a break, huh? Get something to eat?
Good idea. I'm starving.
How about you, Lucy?
Yeah, I guess I'm a little hungry.
And what'll it be?
What do you have?
It's all up there on the menu board.
Menu board?
Uh-huh. Right above the counter.
I'll have a chocolate soda, Mr. Whitaker.
One chocolate soda for Lucy. And for Albert?
Yeah. I'll have a hamburger and fries.
Hamburger and fries?
Where do you see that on the menu board?
I guess it isn't up there, is it? I don't suppose you could make me a hamburger and fries, could you?
Afraid not. We don't have a grill.
Oh, well, I'll just pass then. Do you have the time?
Yes, it's 3:45.
Oh, I gotta go, Lucy. I gotta get to work.
You said you didn't start until 4:30.
I know. I just remember we're doing inventory today. I really need to be there. We'll finish the interview later, okay? It was nice meeting you, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, you too, Albert.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
I don't know why he's acting so strange.
Hmm.
Oh, well, if he won't tell me about himself, then I'll just have to find out about him from other people.
Yeah. Do you mind if I ask you a question, Lucy?
What's that?
Well, if Albert's your cousin, why don't you already know about him?
His family has always moved around a lot, so we really haven't seen each other that much.
Uh-huh.
They've only been in Odyssey since the beginning of the year. Well, I know some things about Albert, like his birthday and that he's a senior, but other than that...
Well, this'll be a good opportunity for you to get to know each other.
Yeah, if they'll ever open up. He works at Jenkins Market. I think I'll stop by there tomorrow after school and ask his boss a few questions.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Now, how about that soda?
Okay.
Okay, coming up.
Well, I really don't know what more I can tell you about him, Lucy. Albert's been with me 8 months now. He's a very hard worker and, well, you already know he's a good basketball player.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. Are you sure there's nothing else?
Well, not that I can think of.
Okay. I just have one more question.
Huh?
Would you mind if I went back to your stockroom and took some pictures of Albert?
Oh, not at all. No. He's probably by the loading dock. Does he know you're coming?
No, I kind of wanted to get him in action, you know? At least for the first couple of shots.
Well, just don't surprise him too much. I don't want any accidents back there.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Jenkins, please come to register form. Mr. Jenkins, register form.
Oh, gotta go. Listen, you just go through the double doors and turn right. You kind of have to weave your way through the boxes, but the dock's at the end of the row.
Thanks, Mr. Jenkins.
Anytime, Lucy. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Through the double doors and to the right. He wasn't kidding about these boxes. It's like a maze in here.
Yo, Albert.
Hey, Tony.
We alone?
Alone?
Yeah, we're alone. Nobody ever comes back here this time of day. You got the stuff?
Got it right here.
Stuff?
Oh, great, man. Great. You're a lifesaver.
Thanks. But I'm not in the business for love, you know?
Yeah, yeah. $10, right?
$15.
15?
That's right. This was hard work.
Come on, Tony.
15. Unless you want me to tell everybody what Odyssey's star basketball player has been doing with his money.
All right, you thief. 15.
Thanks. Nice doing business with you.
Hey, this stays between us, right?
Sure. No one else will ever know.
Somebody else already does know, Albert.
Whoa, later, Albert.
Lucy, what are you doing here?
I'm here for our interview, remember? What were you doing there?
It's not what you think.
Really? Then you tell me what I'm supposed to think when you give somebody money and he gives you stuff in an envelope.
It's not the stuff you think it is.
Albert.
Lucy, I promise you, it's not drugs.
What is it then?
It's none of your business.
Albert, if you're in some sort of trouble, I can help.
I'm not in trouble.
Then why are you so afraid to tell me what's in the envelope?
It's no big deal.
Then show me.
All right. Here, see for yourself.
Paper? This looks like a report.
That's what it is. It's my English homework.
Wait a minute. I'm really confused. You just spent $15 for your English homework?
That's right.
Why? Albert, why?
Because I can't read, Lucy. I can't read.
Adventures in Odyssey will continue right after this.
It's hard to trust a lot of entertainment these days, especially when you want your kids to learn Christian values. Even shows that seem good at first could end up teaching them all the wrong things. But you can always trust Adventures in Odyssey. For over 35 years, Adventures in Odyssey audio dramas have been teaching kids biblical truth through fun, heartwarming stories. Many kids have even come to Christ because of the show. And with an Adventures in Odyssey Club membership, you can get even more episodes that will keep them on the right path. Play an episode in the car, before bed, or any other time you just need a moment to breathe. You can rest easy knowing every story is teaching them to be more like Christ. To find out how you can join the Adventures in Odyssey Club today, go to adventuresinodyssey.com. That's adventuresinodyssey.com.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
And now, the conclusion of today's Adventure in Odyssey.
What?
I can't read. How many more times do you want me to say it?
But Albert, you're a senior in high school. You work here at the market.
That's why I'm a senior.
You mean you've been buying your homework all the way through high school?
Only enough to give me a C average. That's what it takes to stay on the basketball team.
But don't you have to know how to read to work here?
Not really. I don't take the stock in. I just put it up.
Albert, why? Why are you doing this?
How else am I going to get through school?
Have you tried learning?
Yes, Lucy, I've tried learning. Look, school has never been easy for me, especially reading and English and stuff like that. What made it tougher was that we moved around a lot. I mean, I've gone to 20 different schools since I was in kindergarten. I was never with one teacher long enough to learn anything. But it didn't matter, because I was great in basketball. It's all I wanted to do with my life. But I knew there was no way I was going to make good enough grades to stay on a team in high school, not with the C average rule. So I came up with this plan, and it's worked out great.
What are you talking about? You haven't learned anything.
Not true. I've learned exactly what I wanted to learn, how to play basketball. I'm an expert on that, Lucy. I'm the best. When I get my diploma next spring, I'll consider it money well spent.
Then what?
Then I consider my options.
What options?
I've got a couple of colleges interested in me.
What are you going to do when they find out you can't read?
They won't find out.
Albert.
Or maybe I'll just skip college and head straight for the NBA tryouts. I've already checked out when they are.
What if you don't make it?
That won't happen. I told you, Luce, I'm the best. I know it's not going to be as easy as I just said. I'm not that dumb.
Nobody said you were dumb, Albert.
I've never been smart like you or the rest of the family. I know that.
You were smart enough to come up with this plan. Please don't do this, Albert. Please talk to your mom or my mom.
No, no way. I don't need the hassles.
Then I'll talk to them.
Fine, go ahead then. It won't matter. I'm almost out of school anyway. A few months won't make any difference.
Albert!
Yes, Mr. Jenkins?
We need to clean up on aisle 4.
I'll be right there. I gotta get back to work. You gonna tell Mom?
What's the use? You said it wouldn't change anything.
Look, Lucy, I appreciate that you're worried, but you don't have to be, okay? I know what I'm doing. See you later.
Sorry, Albert, but I don't think you know what you're doing at all. So that's his plan, Mr. Whitaker.
You say he's been doing this all through high school?
Yeah.
Remarkable.
I still don't understand why. I mean, how can anybody not want to read?
Well, I don't think it's a matter of them not wanting to, Lucy. In fact, I think most of the adults who can't read would tell you they really do want to.
Then why don't they learn?
Oh, they're embarrassed, ashamed, maybe afraid. Just think about it. Would you want to tell everybody that you can't do something a first grader can do?
No, I don't think I would.
Unfortunately, it's gone a little farther in Albert's case. Now he's convinced he doesn't have to know how to read in order to get by in life. Tragic.
There's got to be a way to stop him, Mr. Whitaker. Maybe if you talk to him.
Well, it's going to take a lot more than talking to stop him, Lucy. We've got to show him how important reading really is. Would you hand me the phone, please?
Here. What are you going to do?
Well, Albert's been following a plan. I think it's time we put one of our own into motion. Hello? Jenkins Market? Yes, this is John Whitaker. I need to speak to Mr. Jenkins, please.
Albert, could you come here, please?
Yes, Mr. Jenkins.
I have a job for you. I've had aisles 8, 9, and 10 cleared to make room for a new line of canned food we're going to start carrying. They're in these boxes here. Let me see your knife.
Here you go.
Okay. Yeah, there. I want you to start stocking the shelves by item tonight.
These cans, sir?
That's right.
But they all look alike.
Oh, that's right. They're generic.
Generic?
Yeah, you know, instead of being a name brand. For instance, here's a can of corn. Well, it's the same corn you can get on aisle 4, just without the fancy name.
Or without the picture of corn on the label.
Right. Yeah, instead it has the word corn written across it. All you gotta do is read the labels.
Yeah, read.
Is there a problem?
No, sir.
Oh, well, then let's get busy. I want to see this finished by the end of your shift.
Yes, sir. Great. Just great. Generic labels. Just what I need. At least I still have basketball.
You keep pounding the ball that way, boy, you're going to take the finish off the floor.
Oh, Mr. Henderson, I wanted to get in an early workout. I hope you don't mind.
Okay, but me. Looks like you're doing more than just working out, though. So who are you so mad at?
I'm not mad.
Uh-huh.
I'm not.
Okay, whatever you say.
I'm just... I didn't have a good night at work last night. That's all.
And?
I didn't finish my work and my boss got on to me. I wanted to clear my mind before the day got started.
Sounds like a good idea. Mind if I join you?
You?
Sure. Every once in a while, I need my mind cleared out, too. Throw me the ball.
Okay. Nice shot.
One of my specials.
You must have been something in your prime.
Prime nothing. If you're up to it, boy, how about a little 21?
You serious?
Come on, does it look like I'm joking? Come on.
Well, no offense, Mr. Henderson, but aren't you a little old for this?
Watch your mouth, boy. Come on, unless you're afraid.
All right, let's do it. Hey!
That's one.
Whatever, boy, I got the ball. Watch out! Watch out!
And that, my friend, is 21. Game over.
You beat me.
Yep.
It's a setup. This has to be a setup.
Setup? How?
You gotta be a pro.
Nope, I'm janitor.
Impossible. No janitor's that good.
Really?
Why aren't you on a pro team? You should try out with the NBA.
I did. Lots of times.
Well, what happened?
I wasn't good enough.
I don't believe it.
Well, believe what you want, but here I am.
But why don't you try again?
I'm 38 years old. That's when a ball player retires, not starts.
Then why don't you coach? With what you know, you'd make a great coach.
Yeah, I'd like that. It's only one problem, though.
What?
Coach had got to know how to read.
You mean...
You were right, Albert. This is a setup. And so was what happened at your job last night.
Lucy.
Yeah, among others.
I knew she couldn't keep quiet.
Hey, you can't blame her for caring about you and for not wanting to see you throw your life away.
In the first place, it's my life. And in the second place, who says I'm throwing it away?
You're right. You're right. It's your life. And you might be right about throwing it away. But all I know is you're one good ball player, Albert. Maybe even a great one. And I still beat you. Might be something you want to think about for a while. Oh, and one more thing Lucy wanted me to tell you.
What?
You know where the Odyssey Community Church is?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're having a reading clinic there tonight at 8:30. Just so you know.
What time is it, Mr. Whitaker?
It's 8:42, Lucy.
I don't think he's coming. Looks like the plan didn't work.
Lucy, I wouldn't be too sure about that. Look.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Albert.
Hi, Albert.
You're pretty sneaky, you know that?
Sorry, but I'm glad you're here.
Well, the way you operate, I figured I'd better learn how to read so I can keep track of what you say about me in your newspaper.
It'll be nothing but flattery, I promise.
Well, they told me at the front desk that I've been assigned a teacher.
That's right, kid. Me.
Mr. Henderson? But you said you didn't know how to read.
I don't. Well, not as well as I want to. That's why I'm here. But I can teach you the basics of reading, and the rest we'll learn together. What do you say?
Okay. Under one condition.
What?
Show me how you do that fadeaway jumper.
Oh, man, that's my secret weapon!
I know, but just love it. Just
I think Albert's in good hands, don't you, Marvin?
Uh-huh.
And have you figured out what the common denominator is for all those things I mentioned at the start of the program?
Uh-huh. Before you can do any of those things, you have to be able to play basketball.
No!
I know. You have to know how to read. It was a joke, Chris. Lighten up.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. But not knowing how to read is nothing to joke about, Marvin. It's a very serious problem, and it affects millions of people across the country. And that's too bad, because knowing how to read is one of the greatest things we can learn. After all, it's only by reading that we can know what God has to say to us in His Word, the Bible. If you'd like more information on how you can help people learn how to read, write to me here in Odyssey, and I'll send you the address of an organization called Literacy Volunteers of America. They'll be glad to tell you all you need to know. Right, Marvin?
Uh-huh.
Just send your letter to Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. In Canada, that's Box 9800. Vancouver, B.C., V6B4G3. And when you write, be sure and ask how you can get a copy of today's program. It's called Cousin Albert. The address once again is Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.